What comes to mind when you think of Southern food? Good fried chicken and a couple of vegetables on the side? Yep, same as it ever was. But Southern food evolves constantly. Salvation South, the magazine I edit, published a story recently by a talented young food writer, Carrie Honecker, about Southern chefs with roots in Asia or the Middle East. Yes, these folks are adding their homeland's flavors to Southern cooking, but I loved reading what these chefs said about how they have been shaped by Southern cooking. I think my favorite words about that came from a chef named Vishwesh Bhatt, who since 2009 has fed the people of Oxford, Mississippi at Snack Bar, a restaurant he opened with his partner John Currents, a highly celebrated chef who has been feeding Oxfordians since 1992. Mr. Bhatt, or Vish as his friends call him, spent the first 18 years of his life in Ahmedabad, the largest city in the Indian state of Gujarat. Then his parents moved to America and Bhatt wound up in Oxford, where his father was teaching. Now, eaters in Oxford love Vish for how he melds the spices and cooking techniques of his native India with traditional Southern foods. Now, one vegetable that is common in both countries is okra, and Vish's signature dish is okra shot. Shot, spelled C-H-A-A-T, is a term for Indian savory snacks, quick bites, shareable appetizers. Now, we're used to okra dredged in cornmeal and fried in bacon grease. Vish's famous chaat is his version of fried okra, but it's seasoned with an Indian spice blend, then tossed with jalapenos, red onions, tomatoes, peanuts, cilantro, cayenne, cane syrup, and lime juice. Now, a few years ago, I ate that okra at Snack Bar, and it was yummy. And when Vish published his first book last summer, I Am From Here, I was curious how he would describe his approach to Southern cooking. And the very first paragraph blew me away. He writes, "I want people to see me as I see myself, an immigrant, a son of immigrants, who chose to make the South his home, and in so doing became a Southern chef. I claim the American South, and this is my story." I've used my time on GPB before to tell you that our culture gets richer every time a new group of immigrants adds flavors to the pot. Chef Vishwesh Bhatt is one of thousands of immigrants who now proudly call themselves Southerners. Their presence enriches us, it makes our food better, and it makes us better. Come visit us at SalvationSouth.com to read about Vish and his fellow chefs who are Southerners by choice.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.